This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Go Chargers, go!
At the club,
I say the deep ball, man. I can get it to that end zone.
I want to keep that private.
Who the hell are you?
It's already been addressed.
You piece of garbage!
Being a man of increase?
Boy's ass!
Like to drink their haterade and eat their hater tots.
Are you kidding me?
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
Obviously a tie.
That's my horse,
a tie.
Playoffs?
That is 7-9 bull.
I don't need more of our listeners. Listen to me. You had gotta be smoking something over there.
I'm just about that action, boss.
You like that? You like that?
We couldn't do diddly poo.
Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch.
There might be some skin there.
Excuse me.
Nah, that's brutal, dude.
They needed a brick right there.
And I ripped his ass, quite frankly.
I've got Mark Zuckerberg news, unfortunately.
Oh, what's the Zuck up to?
Singing.
What?
Yeah.
He sings?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
Is he like on the mask?
Like scene? Show tunes?
No, it's definitely not a show tune.
Is he doing Mac the Knife? Because that's a great song.
When the shark bites.
Come on, tell me when that comes on that you don't immediately get into like a, yeah, Frank.
Great song.
Start swinging, baby. With this big, bad band jumping behind me. Love it. When that comes on, it just instantly puts me in a better mood.
Well, apparently Zuckerberg has made a song because
he's worth $100 billion.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it.
I'm kind of terrified that if I had that much money, the amount of dumb things that I would do because I could.
Yeah, but why would you care?
Exactly. Like,
there are no consequences to anything. So you just put it out there, and I don't care what you think of it.
It's like how
I'm rich, bitch.
Well, it's like Eddie Murphy at one point put out an album. Lots of people do because you're Eddie Murphy. You're the biggest star in the world, and you're
my
like, I
girl wants to party all the time.
He got Quincy Jones to do that. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah.
That's how big of a star Eddie Murphy was.
Yeah, that song was exceptionally produced. Or the whole album, probably.
He went to Quincy Jones and was like, dude, I'm going to do this. And Quincy was like, all right, you're Eddie Murphy. And it worked. Like, you're Zuckerberg. For a while there, he was like training with some of like the best MMA trainers in the world. And I'm like, oh my. People are like, well, he's getting the best training. I'm like, yeah, he's. Think about what that guy's probably paying for private lessons. Dude, this song slaps.
Why you gonna hurt me? Don't hurt me. After all of the things I've done, I had the Party All the Time 45. Do you remember the 45s?
I remember the 45s.
I liked 45s.
Basically, a 45 was a record, but it was just a single.
Yeah.
Like, and then you would put a... it didn't have the... It didn't... Well, it was a smaller record, obviously, because there's only one song on one side.
Yeah.
But it would have the little plastic thing you'd have to put in the middle so that you could stick it on your record player.
Yeah. Because it was a big hole in the middle.
I had the Party All the Time 45, and there
Did
was
a... Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there was a song on the other side of it that I'm trying to... The B-side of the 45 of Party All the Time, and I can't remember what it was.
Was it also a banger?
Yes. Yes.
I just remember the video for Party All the Time, because I... There's a... I don't remember what he plays, but there's, like... He's got a band member in there that, like... He's wearing, like, a double-breasted jacket, and he's, like, got no shirt underneath. Like, I'm going to now have to look up the video. The video is an all-timer.
The premise of the video is ridiculous. Like, he just, like, runs into the studio as if he's late, and he's right on beat, and he just breaks into song. But there's this cast of characters around that are, like you mentioned, dressed to the nines or in all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Then he just rolls in, and he's like, how much blow are we going to do? Oh, and, yeah, Rick James is in this.
There's a song on, yeah.
I forgot. This is Rick James. Yeah, he just comes in. How much blow was done in the music video for Party All the Time? Like, I can't...
All of it, probably.
Oh, you know what it was?
Literally
it was,
a mountain of cocaine.
It was an instrumental version of Party All the Time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it was.
So you could sing along?
Yeah. Karaoke? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Or just jam out without the words.
If I had a real Bill and Ted sort of time machine, this, I'm not kidding, I would go back to the filming of this video because I just would like to be in the room when this went down. Rick James. I was just watching Rick James just, and everyone's loving it. Everyone is just, they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Oh, Eddie. Hey, man, you make Trading Places and Beverly Hills Cop within like 8 months of each other. You get to go make Party All the Time. It's my man's back there playing the keytar with no shirt. I also love that was a thing for a while. Didn't Dame try to bring that back too? Didn't Dame show up to games wearing a 3-piece suit with no shirt?
Yeah, he sure did.
I love again, you gotta love when you become powerful enough where no one is willing to question anything that you're doing.
Well, that even the most objectively stupid decisions you can totally get away with because you have so much money, nothing matters.
Love it. Hey guys, what do you think of this? What do you think of this outfit?
That sucks. Don't care. Wearing it anyways.
Oh, I don't think anyone's telling him it sucks. They're like, you're the best, Dame. Lillard time. That's right. Chess time. Let's go.
So try to guess what song Mark Zuckerberg and his wife consider their song.
Oh, so they got a wedding song.
It's not a wedding song. It was playing when they first met. Her name is Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. She's the Asian lady, right?
I don't know. I've never seen her.
I believe she is an Asian woman.
Yeah, I think they met, like, she went to Stanford or something. I think she's a smart gal, too.
So on their anniversary, they listened to this song.
Boy, it's going to be the fact that you're
My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion.
Ah. No.
Something, no.
Okay.
But close.
Is it?
No.
Is it something, is it like a traditional sort of romantic song, or is this going to be something like completely out of left field?
Think about sweat dripping down my balls.
Tell me it's the thong song.
Get Low?
Get Low.
Get Low by Lil Jon.
What?
Yeah!
Get Low?
Get Low. You know that song?
Get Low. Yeah, I thought...
Get sweat dripping down my balls. All these bitches crawl.
That's it. That's his song.
That's not just his.
It's their song,
that
apparently.
That is so romantic.
Dude, that's amazing.
Well, anyway.
That song stands out from, like, the first college party I ever got really drunk at.
Well, that's what he said. He said they met at a college party, yep, and that song was playing, so they listened to it on their dating anniversary every year.
It's massive my freshman year of college.
So sexy.
So just, like, on the, like, where, at what point in the evening do you turn that on? Is that, like, a pre, or, it's like a pre doing it, or, like, pre going out?
I think you crank it up as you get up for your coffee in the morning.
Yeah, you just.
Wake her up.
That's right. Mom.
Like cranking through the whole house, the Zuckerberg house, all 168 rooms.
The Zuck. That makes me like him. I think that's fantastic.
Well, anyway, there's more.
Oh, it's not just that, huh?
He has done a version of that song and released it with T-Pain.
What?
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Lil Jon song.
It is.
Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, right? So why didn't he do a song with Lil Jon?
Isn't Lil Jon dead?
No. No.
Lil Jon's very much alive.
No. Lil Jon's still around, and I don't know about the East
Walking
Side.
Walking around with his crunk cup.
I don't know about... Yeah, he was at the Democratic National... what have you. Doing the roll call. He was out there. Yeah. So he couldn't get Lil Jon, so he got T-Pain?
Hmm.
Now I kind of want to hear T-Pain. Is it auto-tuned?
Or? I think you can get it on Spotify.
I wonder if I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, see if you can find it. Let's check it out. It's because that song... Well, I was trying to pull up the lyrics of that song.
I got it right here. 369, damn you fine.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really even read the lyrics. It's like...
Yeah. It's hoping it's, she can sock it to me one more time.
It's kind of gibberish.
Get low, 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 low. To the window, to the wall.
Got sweat dripping down my ball. Oh,
yeah, and that's... I don't know if we can say this, but this is where we all learned what... Can yeah. we say that word?
No.
No?
No.
I remember Dave Chappelle did a whole bit on this where we learned what that was. Where, you know.
Yes.
You can say that, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, I don't know. Say it. Say it.
Skeet shooting? Right? Like, hey, I'm going to go do skeet shooting. I did not know.
I'm going to go shoot skeet, 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 skeet.
Yeah, I did not know what that was until this. So,
I mean,
I am listening to this song and it is like a folksy auto-tuned and they say every word. It is.
Oh, you got to bleep it.
Yeah.
There's too much. Yeah. There's a lot of MFers.
Yeah, I can't really. Yeah. You can't. Like, I've got all the lyrics in front
of me.
I
would recommend that you go listen to the T-Pain Zuck version.
You would recommend it, huh? So it's really
just
good.
Just for entertainment value.
I do enjoy that in there it just, quite frankly, says that we all like to see the A and the T's. And don't we all? You know, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer is, do you want to see A's and T's? I had explained this to my gal the other day, that the answer, she goes, well, what if they're really bad? You still want to see them. Like, what do you... You would never say no. Like, hey, do you want to see those? Yes. She's like, well, what if you know they're going to be really bad? To be honest with you, that may pique my interest even more. I'm like, how bad are they? Like, that's like seeing a Picasso at that point. I mean, you can see good ones whenever you want, but some really weird bad ones, you got to say yes to that. And apparently, the Zuck agrees with that.
There is a, somebody texted and said there's a heavy metal version of Get Low, and there is a hand sign woman who does the signing to the crowd for it.
Oh, that's incredible.
Oh, my God.
How do you... What is the hand sign for...
Skeet, skeet. Skeet.
Have you...
I got a good idea of...
So this went viral about a year ago, but Megan Thee Stallion has a song called WAP. It's an acronym for...
Oh, yeah.
WAP.
You know.
Yeah. And
that's with Cardi B.
At her concert, the ASL person doing the signing for that song, my goodness, everything is phallic. It's... And she is into it. The signer is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I see it right here on YouTube. Whoa!
Like, she gives the lyrics justice.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, she just looks like a school teacher. Just like a white, middle-aged school teacher.
They always
do. Oh, hey-o!
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what, she needs to put that on a Hinge profile. That's gonna get you some dates. Holy jeez. I wasn't prepared, although that makes sense that, you know, that song certainly would have some interesting... Is that even... Is there even sign language that, or did she make that up?
I mean...
No, she's got to do the... She's got to be a professional up there.
You know? But, like, when it comes to slang stuff, like...
Is it possible that...
Is there ASL slang?
I'm asking, because you know that song. Like, that song is is very vulgar.
It's,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say right now, as vulgar as that song is, and there's no way we could play it, I actually think the sign language is more explicit than the song.
It might be. because you're like pantomiming all these things.
Yes. Yeah. Hearing it is what, like, if you said, okay, you're going to make your small child, like an 8-year old, they either can hear the lyrics to WAP or they can watch the sign language lady.
I think signing's more detrimental to your youth.
I do.
Sure.
I think the sign language is worse than the song. And by the way, I also don't know if you've seen what Megan Thee Stallion's bringing to the table lately. Dude, it might be top. It might be top of the game right now. She's whatever she's got going on right now. It's, you know, like when you start out, like you're not, like, you don't have fame hot. Like, you look at the Kardashians, like, before, they were all attractive.
But you get you start getting the super rich glow up.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Like, where you really go through it and you're like, okay, you've got money, you've got a
team of people that are helping you.
You got a team of people,
chefs,
you got a personal trainer, all the diets dialed in.
And that already pretty good body got a little bit better.
Megan Thee Stallion has elevated herself. She was a young, promising quarterback that came into the league that played a little raw, played a little off schedule. And I'll tell you what, she got with an offensive coordinator.
She got her body into pro shape.
She got, yeah, just and it is, she's dialed in. She's Lamar Jackson at this point. She's playing top of the game. Best in the MVP right now. Boy, I saw her the other day doing something, and I was like, whoa.
I think I saw the same post. It was on her IG.
Yeah, I was like, I pulled a Shaquille O'Neal. I'm sorry, I wasn't familiar with your game. I knew you were talented. This was a whole different ball game.
Correction guy. Party All the Time was made because of a bet, which Eddie Murphy won. And Mac the Knife is Bobby Darin, not Frankie.
Well, the Knife was not written by Bobby Darin.
Right.
Mac the Knife, I think it was like a part of it was actually like a show tune.
And I think a lot of people have done it.
Everyone's done it. They even say, and you listen to the Frank Sinatra version, he even says in there that Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, Bobby Darin had done this so well, Lady Ella too, and there's a song in there that old Blue Eyes ain't gonna add anything new. So he, like, that song's been done by everyone. I personally like the Frank version the best, but I don't think Frank ever wrote a single song. Frank was he was like Elvis. He wrote nothing. And someone saying, I always love bringing my daughter home from piano practice during the Wednesday club hour. You're welcome.
Well, this isn't specific to Wednesday.
No, but, you know.
And there is a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Every day.
Put that in your pipe.
Hey, maybe she's learning some things.
She's going to learn them somewhere.
Got to learn about sign language tonight.
All right. Dog cloning next on The Fan.
I mean, it's no Get Low, but.
Oh, the shark baby has such teeth.
Are you snapping your fingers?
Oh,
and
so
it
good.
Shows them pearly whites.
So good.
Just a jackknife has old Maggie, baby. And it keeps.
It's so weird because in the break you were playing the acoustic version of that Get Low song, and now we're getting Bobby Darin doing Mac the Knife.
Some guy went into a coffee shop somewhere.
It's so good.
It's on YouTube. You can watch it. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's awesome.
So he does the Get Low song.
Yeah.
That we were just talking about. That's filthy. He does that. He does an acoustic version in a coffee shop. And he does the whole thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't bat an eye. Says every word.
Yeah.
And the reactions from the people in the coffee shop are pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's one guy behind him that just loves it. He's laughing. Another guy behind him will not acknowledge it.
No.
Just doesn't.
He's like, you childish bits, I refuse to.
Then there's a kid, and he's really uncomfortable. And then the ladies loved it. There's a bunch of girls in a corner. They're laughing.
Well, there's the, have you ever seen, like, what is it? Old School, where they do the, at Frank the Tank's wedding, and the guy does Total Eclipse of the Heart, but he curses.
Yeah.
Right? That's
the Dan Band.
The Dan Band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a real guy, and he does that. They sing songs, and then
they cover a bunch of stuff, and he just throws in profanities.
He just throws in profanities, and it's just, it's hilarious because, like, you know, some of them are like that, but they'll do, like, Candy Shop from, like, 50 Cent, and it's just, that stuff's just great. Like, that version of Get Low, when you were listening to that, the acoustic version, I thought that is great. It's better than the original song.
Very catchy.
I can imagine, like, being in some, you know, You're just in some coffee shop and someone breaks out an acoustic guitar. You're like, oh my God. Like, not this.
Yeah, this is going to suck.
And then he breaks out that. It's delightful. The lyric. I guess I didn't fully appreciate, by the way, how awful those lyrics
are. They are, really are. Really are. It's rough. So Zuckerberg has now recorded that song.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to listen to that on Spotify during the break.
I listened to it, and it's, I wouldn't say it's like coffee shop, but it is slower and a little bit like indie folksy with an auto tune, so it's interesting.
So he said he did that just for his wife.
Well,
that is romance, folks.
That is romance. Get low, low, low. And it's just old Zuckerberg, right. just an old romantic.
Well, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about a man who has cloned his dog. Here's Buck.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Richard Cheese. He's the lounge singer that does all the pop songs. He's kind of like Weird Al.
Now, is that a stage name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes.
I'm assuming that's not his... It's a Christian,
Richard
God-given
Cheese.
Name.
His Mr. band Cheese. Is Lounge Against the Machine.
I love stuff like that. Like, I'm a big fan. They have these. There's a good one in San Diego. Vegas has one at New York. Some really good ones in New Orleans. Everyone has, like, the dueling piano bars. I always think those are fun, where they just... And some of those people are so talented. They get like two guys sitting at a piano, and for $10 or whatever, you can go up and you just request anything, and they will play it. And it's a jazzy piano version of whatever, and you get everything from standards to classics to rock themes to rap songs. And dude, sometimes that blows me away at how talented those guys are. And sometimes they have to look up lyrics. They'll have like an iPad in front of them, but. They just play that stuff from memory, and I'm sure it's a lot of the same songs, but I just love hearing different interpretations of popular songs like that. Like, someone brought up the Gourds do a version of Gin and Juice that's really good, I've heard. It's a very bluegrass kind of...
I've heard that version, it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, of Gin and Juice that's hilarious.
Did you ever see Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar?
No.
Are you aware of the Barb and Star franchise?
Barb and Star?
It's Kristen Wiig and...
Oh, is that the one from...
The two...
Yeah, from SNL. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Richard Cheese was in that.
Richard Cheese.
His real name is... Mark Jonathan Davis. L.A. comedian.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. By the way, that's a great name. That's
now got the joke that if you shorten Richard to, the nickname for that...
and then you just now got that?
You just figured it out?
Yeah.
Richard
Man,
Cheese
gets
yeah, that and the
against the machine.
The one Heisman Trophy winning quarterback for the Commanders.
His, you know what his members of his band are named?
What?
Bobby Ricotta, Frankie Fetta, and Billy Blue.
He's wearing like a leopard print jacket.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's kind of like a Tony Starlight sort of thing.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. All right.
I think we should have a cheese delivery business called Zippity Gouda. My business model.
All right.
Jeez.
All right. Good name. What else?
That's it. We make cheddar.
My favorite part, I do that all the time, and I love when movies don't explain anything. In Old School, when they meet Jeremy Piven for the first time.
Yeah, the dean.
Yeah, the dean. And he goes, wait, aren't you, you know, so-and-so's little brother? And Luke Wilson turns to Vince Vaughn. And he goes, hey, you remember Ricky's little brother? And he goes, oh, yeah. Jeez. It's never explained, but it is one of my favorite lines, and I do it all the time.
Yes, Dean Pritchard, he says. Yes. He's all upset.
I'm the dean now. I don't know why I find that so amusing all these years later, but I love it. When anyone brings up
dumpster once?
When everyone brings up cheese or whatever, I say, oh yeah, cheese. It's good times. And I do feel my life would be better if I had a friend that I named Cheese. what are you doing? I don't know. I'm going to go hang out with Cheese. It's just a good, it's a good all-around name.
The Dan Band has an album.
You can't say it?
No, I could. I mean, he's got a couple. Well, they do like more like covers, you know?
Yeah, they're
like
just
Total Eclipse of the effing heart, you know? But they have done some Christmas albums. One is Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas Kwanzaa.
Okay. I have not heard that.
And Ho, a Dan Band Christmas.
Just Ho. Well, now I know what I'm going to listen to on my way home. Last night I did on the way home. We got up. We were talking about Christmas music. I did listen to all Christmas songs on my way home last night, and it put me in a very holiday sort of mood.
Yeah, that's how I get into the spirit when I'm ready.
Yeah.
To get into the holiday spirit, I turn to Christmas music.
Yeah.
And it never lets me down.
No, Christmas music. If you can't enjoy
until that crappy ass Paul McCartney song comes on.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That is the worst.
Simply. Really?
That is the worst song of all time.
Whoa. Huh. Of all time?
Of all time.
Well,
I mean,
if you're going to call me on that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're saying it's the worst Christmas song.
That is so bad.
I'm trying to think of a Christmas song that I loathe, that when it comes on, I'm immediately like.
I mean, I think that the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is just dumb. Like, it's not.
Well, it is dumb, but it's cute.
Yeah, I can't get on board with
that. Well, it's cute for the kids. I loved it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really funny when I'd make Grandma listen to it with me.
This could be a controversial statement, and I can't say that this is, like, I hate this song, but you know what song I will not listen to? I don't get it. I don't think it's good. There's a million other Christmas tunes that are better, and I passed it over at least twice on my way home last night.
Last Christmas?
No.
Last Christmas is great.
I got no problem with Last Christmas. It's Jingle Bells.
By who?
Just anything.
Yeah, it's the overdone caroler song, and it's fine. It's easy to remember, but like it's not good.
It doesn't
It's not a feel good song.
No. Just, you know, dashing through the snow in a one horse open. Like, what? No. Get out of here with that. I got no time for Jingle Bells. I don't enjoy it. I don't think it's good. It's like, meh.
But you don't really hear it on.
I heard it twice.
You did? Like, who? So whose version then?
I don't know. There's like eight holiday stations that I was just kind of scrolling through, and I would be like, ah, Jingle Bells again? I just, like, give me Jingle Bell Rock. I'll do some Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, that's a great song.
But Jingle Bells itself, of the traditional Christmas songs, because there's so many, but if you had to do the Christmas standards, right? I got no time for Jingle Bells. It's the worst of the Christmas standards.
It gets more run for its quality than it should.
Yes. The best of the Christmas standards, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I'm sorry. That is, if you can't sit there with like a glass of spiked nog in your hand, well, they do Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I like Winter Wonderland for the same reasons. It starts out slow.
On an open fire. Yeah, it's the same thing. It warms me inside. Yeah. And then they hit the high note. We'll all be together if the fates allow. And then they do the Hang the Shining Star. And you get the big old voice. Christina Aguilera had a version of it that I was listening to yesterday driving home. Goosebumps. I wanted to go home and get drunk. And sit underneath some mistletoe. Like, that puts me in a good mood. And then, like, two songs later, Jingle Bells came on. I was like, damn it. Get out of here.
How do we feel about, along those lines, how do we feel about Feliz Navidad?
Yeah, it's a little overrated. It's not bad.
I think a lot overrated.
But, you know, again.
Now, what about the Hawaiian Mele Kalikimaka?
I'm in.
I kind of like that one.
I'm in.
It's got a nice feel to it.
That has a nice little upbeat, like, yeah. Whereas Feliz Navidad, it's like, it's a little bit like Jingle Bells. It's just the same thing.
Yeah, it's just the same crap.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Yeah.
The Dan Band also has a song called Please Don't Bomb Nobody This Holiday.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Featuring Sheryl Crow.
Really?
Christina Applegate. Yeah.
Interesting.
Tenacious D.
I feel like I need to go give the Dan Band's Ho album another spin.
I did just fire up the Candy Shop by them in here.
It's so good.
Really good.
The Dan Band can't, and it's a, like, watch that live. There's like videos of them doing it live. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Because I think they did it in one of the Hangover movies or something.
I think so
like that.
Too, yeah. Yeah. Like Feliz Navidad can go to hell. I wouldn't go that far, but you know. I'm also a big fan of the Hark the Herald always gets me.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird because I'm not a...
kind of an anthem.
Well, I'm not a Jesus guy, but I love the Jesus Christmas songs. Like, there's something great about them.
Again,
it's the most religious that I am. It's merely I want to sing, I want to hear about it in song and then immediately never think about it again.
It's not so much Hark the Herald for me, but Silent Night is that way for me. I like it. They're just kind of haunting and slow.
Yeah, great song.
The German version of that, by the way, give that a whirl. There's a really good holiday movie about the Christmas truce during World War. You know the story, right? The Christmas truce of, what is it, 1912?
I don't know if I do.
You don't know that? Bella Wood? You never heard that? Yeah, so, you know, the lines were dug, so there was Scottish, French, and German troops, and it was Christmas Eve, and the Germans brought in they had an opera singer that was amongst their ranks. And so he was singing carols for his guys. And some of the Scottish bagpipers heard them singing Silent Night. And so they started playing it on the bagpipes. And the German guy stood up in his trench. And the guy were like, what are you doing? And he stood up and was like, no. He goes, this is a moment. And he stood up and he started singing Silent Night. And then the Scottish guy stood up, started playing the bagpipes. And they actually met in the middle of the battlefield. And then the French came and they called a Christmas truce. And they stopped fighting.
That was nice they didn't all kill each other.
Yeah. It's a really, really good movie. It's called the Joyous Noel. Or maybe Joyful Noel. And it is an unbelievable movie scene. It's probably about 8 minutes. You can find it on YouTube. And you will watch it and you'll get a tear in your eye when you see the two sides that have just been locked in this god-awful conflict in the mud and the death and all that. And what brings them together is a Christmas carol, even though one side obviously doesn't know the words to it. We all know the hymn and they sing along. It's an amazing song.
I don't care what anyone says. It gets me every time. Do they know it's Christmas?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's good.
I love that song.
Yeah. And I think that's off of the A Very Special Christmas.
Yeah.
Which, again, if you're looking for a good Christmas album, dude, that's like gold standard. It's got Springsteen, Mellencamp, Whitney Houston, and that. It was like a... It was for a charity.
Yeah, it was it was kind of like We Are the World, but
yeah.
overseas.
Yeah.
I feel like.
So good.
Band-Aid.
Yeah.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to nothing that we wanted to.
No, but we feel good because now we're all, I think we're all
we
a little more
good.
In the holiday spirit.
Well, everyone's bringing up all these Christmas songs that you're like, oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes. I like this one, too. We need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window. Snow upon the roof. It's they're great.
Happy Christmas. Do you like War Is Over? I think that's a really
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's Lennon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That Christmas music is, again, I feel bad for anyone that's so bitter and crotchety that you don't like Christmas music. I don't know what to tell you, man. If Christmas music doesn't give you a little bit of a jolt in the undercarriage, you got issues.
What's the one where the guys spike in her drink?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
It's cold outside. The most problematic Christmas anthem.
Yeah, it's problematic.
It's a little rapey, you know.
Yeah, a lot rapey, but I like it.
I just, you know, look, It was a different time.
Santa baby.
Yeah, he's so charming the way that he forces her to stay.
It's problematic. Don't. Again, it was the olden. It was the olden days. I saw an interview with is it Robert Zemeckis that did Back to the Future? And they were talking about that because Back to the Future is such a lighthearted, fun movie. And they were like, yeah, it kind of centers around rape. Biff is trying to rape her.
That's right. Yeah, there's like an assault going on, a little too handsy at the dance.
Because later on in the future, Biff becomes like their servant, you know, like Marty's dad knocks him out and then Biff becomes like a trusted companion of the family. Dude, he tried to rape your wife. Literally tried to rape her. And he was like, and you could tell the director was like, well, you know, it's like, it's different. It's different back then and didn't view things the same way.
Well, here's what I can tell you. Buckley, this is a great archive for holiday.
There you go. Best of.
Best ofs. Right here. Because, you know, you play this in December, nobody know the damn difference.
No.
Where are you guys
going
to be going?
Hey, it's not December.
Leaving me here by myself? I don't think that's
okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere this year. We're home.
No best ofs then.
I'm coming in.
I'll be in Canada for a little bit.
I'm going to do some special shows just for you guys. I'm going to come in here and get naked.
Boy, that's something.
Take off your shirt and throw me. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
Never been done before.
Yeah, that one I was talking about. Go to anyone. It's 13 minutes long. Do yourself a favor tonight. Go to YouTube and type in Joy EUX. So Joy X Noel. It's from 2005. And you just spend 13 minutes and you're going to feel better about humanity and you're going to get a little tear in your eye. And it's an amazing movie, but that's the part of the movie. You can skip the movie. Just watch those 13 minutes.
All right. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
They have a white running back, for goodness sakes.
That's like horseradish.
All right. Well, we about got to get out of here.
Yeah, it's about us.
We got to go. Are
we going deep inside something?
It's the coaches show.
Oregon coaches show.
And I think it's the last one of the season.
Really?
From what I'm told. Yes.
Lanning's not doing it anymore. He's like, screw this.
Actually, maybe last one was the last one. I'm looking at the schedule. It does not appear to be the Oregon coaches show.
Oh. I thought I read in one of our schedules that they email us.
Well, maybe it is. No, it is.
Yeah. Wait, Buckley.
God.
Unbelievable. I'm just making sure
the information's right. I double checked myself and now we're good.
Unbelievable.
Coach's show coming up next.
So that's Dan Lanning. I do enjoy listening to that on my way home because I get a kick out of him.
See a cheetah stretch?
He seems a little more at ease.
Does he?
Well, I think the day's a little bit over. And,
yeah, 7 o'clock at a bar.
Yeah. It's 7, and it's state-run media, you know.
Where do they go?
What an opportunity.
What bar?
Aren't
you a Eugene bro, Buckley?
It's at a bar? I thought it was at their facility?
No, I think they go to a bar.
They used to. I don't know if they
still
do.
I thought they had basically, like, in the new, like, Hatfield-Dowlin complex, I thought they had built out, essentially, a studio that he goes to. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they do, like, a little community event.
They used to go to a bar, but that was, like, under Bilotti.
I want to say they used to go to, like, the Cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to go to the Cooler. There was one with, like, the Moose or something. I don't know. They used to do it there, but, yeah, because there was, like, there was an audience. But yeah. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I don't think there's an audience now. I think that for Coach's show, it's just him with, like, Joey, Jerry, and Georgie in the studio, I think.
State-run media. It's easier that way. You know what you're going to get. Not a lot of tough questions are going to be asked, and that's the way you like it. It's not like he'd answer tough questions anyways. When's the last time, like, someone that is employed by the school asked a tough question of a coach?
Ooh.
Yeah, that doesn't occur.
I mean, they don't really do it because they're told that you're not supposed to.
Exactly.
You're told to. I think it's understood.
Yeah, it's a lot of this. Good question. Hey, coach, why are you guys so awesome? Great question. Really like it.
I'm going to ask him that tomorrow. I'm going to stump him with that one. Hey, why are you guys so awesome? He's like, you know,
really
great question. Good players? I don't know. I'm going to get him on his heels one of these days.
See what you can do.
He's a tough one.
Yeah.
He'll be on our show tomorrow, though.
Yes, he will.
Talking to y'all.
Good. got to go home and watch the end of this Red Wings game.
You got some action out there tonight, guys?
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
Just because we're bored. We're bored old men and we just like to bet on things.
There are three action games. I may or may not have action on all of them.
Buckley is... Buckley is an animal. I want to know more about your gambling habits. You gamble on everything.
That's not true.
Dude...
I like gambling on stuff when it's on. It's fun.
You have three. There's three Maxion games.
I got the triple box on my YouTube app going.
Is it Charlotte? Everything. By the way, there's a fire in the Charlotte press box.
Oh, ooh. I'm not watching a game in Charlotte. Is that an NBA game?
No. In the college. I think it was Charlotte. It was the.
I got Eastern Michigan, Ohio. I got. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Ohio. Ohio's the Bobcats.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I thought
that's
Charlotte.
What the fire was?
Yeah, apparently there's a fire in the press box. So just FYI.
How does that affect the point spread?
I don't know.
I don't know, but Eastern Michigan is just barely hanging on.
Who do you have?
Eastern Michigan.
You think we're all Eagles, right?
Why? Like, what do you do? Do you do a bunch of research on that? Or like, I don't know.
I read
like...
stuff.
Yeah, I read stuff. Gambling's the best. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm going to bet the T-Wolves tonight.
9.5? 10.5?
I did that too.
All right, everybody have a great night. Coach show next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on Fake Night.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.